On a rainy Tuesday, it's time for the Observation Deck at 6:18. And it's brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Superstore. And here he is, Gordon Keith.
Well, let's see.
Generator Supercenter, I'd just like to make that very clear.
Generator Supercenter.
Yes, indeed. Hey, speaking of weather that you acknowledge there, we're having a little bit of rain.
Supposed to rain all day.
Almost saw a bad accident involving one of your favorite vehicles of all time.
What's that?
The Prevo bus.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was on a highway of my choosing.
This morning?
Yes, this morning. And there was a Prevo bus in front of me, which is a really nice, you know, Class A bus. It's a huge, $1 million bus. And it was riding in front of me, and we were getting onto another highway of both of our choosings. And entering this highway, we're on a decline, right? So it's one of those that you go up and then you come back down as you're getting onto another highway.
Okay.
One of the very confusing roller coastery methods of construction that we use here in North Texas.
We have some pretty wild ramps here in the metro.
We do. And this bus weighs a lot.
Oh, yes.
A lot. It's going downhill, and it's raining. And as we're emptying onto this new highway, driving in front of us, in front of the bus, which is in front of me, is this little, small, tiny car. And I think it's having issues.
Is it a smart car?
It was almost smart car-y. Mm-hmm. Not quite that small, but pretty dang small. And it is going so slow, and this bus is bearing down on it. He's obviously got the brakes on. He's trying to slow down and stop as much as he can. But there's this car that's just kind of puttering along right in front of him that we couldn't see until we had turned and made the curve to get onto this highway. And the bus, from what I could tell, was able to slow down enough and avert and go onto the shoulder enough to avoid this car.
Oh, my gosh.
As the person in the car is just puttering along,
and
the engine is making the worst sound ever. The car was clearly not in good shape mechanically. And this dang bus almost plowed him over. And because there is a virus that has gone on across America over the past few years.
Tailgating?
It may be Omicron. I'm not sure what the virus is. I just know one of the chief symptoms of the virus is you never look in your rearview mirror. Yeah. And I think that this little car was never aware that their life almost just ended, because what happens in the rearview mirror, you know,
that's
what?
All behind
Even
you now.
The poets tell us that we should forget about the past and focus on the bright and wide future, at least the romantic of the poets.
Well, maybe they tried to floor it and there was nothing left.
Could have been. But when you look in there and you just see someone who's just kind of smiling and looking forward,
they were.
You get the feeling that they aren't really concerned with the fact that there was a huge bus that almost flattened them.
So do you think perhaps the hamster was ill this morning?
The one that was, yes.
Yes.
Yes, one of the hamsters. I think it was a two-hamster engine. And one of them was gone. Yeah, have you noticed that people just don't look in the rearview mirror?
I guess I haven't. I assume they're not because, sometimes
everyone
feels like they have no idea what's
everyone
going on.
That I ride with, I always look over and I watch their eyes. And I will watch them looking forward for 5-6 minutes at a time before they ever glance in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Like they're never, you know, you should be doing it, what, once every 8 seconds maybe? At least cutting around. You're trying to get your 360 view at all times.
Yeah.
And they're just never checking out what's behind them because that world has not been rendered in their mind.
Gordon, you can't get your 360 view if you're texting.
That's true.
You know,
and people text and they TikTok when they're driving.
Right. Of the 30 seconds, they spend 25 getting a 360 view of their phone.
Right.
Now, are you sure that you and the bus weren't tailgating this little
junk? No, we're not even the thing was not really in view by the time entering a ramp and going up over a ramp, and then when we're dumping out onto the highway is when all of a sudden you see this thing, and it is slowing down without the benefit of brake lights. So I don't know whether it's slowing down due to mechanical trouble or friction, but...
Death of the hamster.
But yes, we weren't tailgating it. In that case, that person, what can they do? One of the things they could do is, if they're having these troubles, they should be putting on their hazards.
Yeah.
If they're having the engine trouble, to at least let the people behind them know that something is going on, because they were not going the flow of traffic.
You know, to pick up what Giorgio said, it's been a long time since I earned my driver's license. But have drivers...
weird way of putting it, yes.
Have driver education places in this area begun teaching tailgating?
You mean teaching them to tailgate?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
That's our impatience.
You can race right up to within a length of the car and then swerve into the right or left-hand lane.
Yeah, that's me.
That's good driving right there.
I do that. Yeah,
you're talking to me. It drives me crazy too, Norm.
Why does it drive you so crazy?
Because I think it's dangerous. That's why.
Okay. Have I ever hit you? Has anyone ever hit you?
Well, then, that's fine. Everyone tailgate today. See how it works out. It's fine.
Hey, I'll take people tailgating if people would just get out of the left lane. That's fine with me. I'll make that trade. Yes, you can tailgate me. Please. As long as you get out of the left lane when people are behind you wanting to use the left lane for passing. Whereas most people are using it for... this is just kind of a more of a comfortable lane for me, and I just kind of like getting over here and just kind of thinking about life and things that
That is a problem.
Hey, there's less cars over there, Gordon.
Over in the left lane?
So there's more time to spend on your phone.
Well, that's what people are doing. Now I've noticed there's more cars over in the left lane. Because a lot of people just get up, they get over there and camp, and I'll see 30 cars stacked up in the left lane, and yet no one is in the middle lane or the right lane. Like, those people that are back behind the car have even tuned out so much that they are not even passing them over on the right or left. I mean, over on the right or far right.
Yeah. It is a problem. There's no doubt about it.
But we can also do better. You need to get back to me. Yes, go ahead.
Please.
Yes.
You're the one that claimed it. I'm just saying tailgaters. I didn't say you were one.
But there's what?
I'm with Norm. There's way too many of them, and I think it's really dangerous, and I would love to know
the
stats.
Is that your biggest pet peeve is tailgating?
Yeah, it really is, because I think it's extremely dangerous, and especially the one that really ticks me off is when they are already on your ass, and then they pass you, and there can't be more than a half a foot distance between their right front bumper and your left rear bumper. Mm-hmm. And they just zoom past you, and then they just cut right in. And
you know
that
what?
That really ticks me off.
In that situation,
BS.
Who's in the biggest trouble, George? You are. When you get clipped from behind.
But he's talking about in the front. He's saying that he's risking pit maneuvering them because they're cutting back in front of him.
But I'll say the original maneuver, I think, ticks me off even more.
Okay, I got you.
Because it's like, it's not enough for you to tailgate me, but let's see how close we can get to the rear bumper as I pass you and act like I'm probably the coolest guy on earth because, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a NASCAR driver.
Are they passing you on the right or left here?
Usually, either way. I've seen it both ways. I would say majority of the time they go to my left.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
so there's a left lane that is open.
Yeah.
And they are just not choosing that lane. Just with a wide open lane.
Well, eventually they do, but they have to tailgate me first. They have to make it known that...
then I guess they're tuning out and seeing that there's a wide open left lane, but they don't notice they need to pass someone until they're right on your rear end. That's a person who's not paying attention.
And once they pass you, they then make a point to veer back into your lane
I think he's saying that they're not getting back into his lane. They're just passing him on the left.
No, they do that too.
They get back in your lane.
They do the double.
As though to insult you on how slow you're going because you're only going 68 miles an hour.
Yeah. And then a lot of times there may be another car in the left lane, so they've got to cut over to the right lane and, you know, get their qualifying time. And I understand that. We're all trying to qualify.
So there is a camper in the left lane in this case too.
Blinkers optional.
It may be. You call them campers. I call them people that could be going 75 or 80, actually passing a car, but that's not fast enough for...
If they've got people behind them, they need to get over.
Yeah, eventually they... But
right.
After they
pass their car, they need to get over, not go, well, but there's another car kind of a little bit way up here.
No, I'm talking about...
I'll stay in this lane until I get up there and pass them.
I'm talking about a car that's in the process of passing somebody in the left lane, and they're moving... And they will, yes, you're right. Once they pass, get over, let A-hole McGay-hole get in the left lane and go 95.
Right. Absolutely. Always let him get by. So let him get by.
Yeah, he's got important things to do.
Yes, you want him out of your sphere of influence as soon as possible.
That's
because
right.
Because he's
let
dangerous.
Let him go 95. He's running late to work. Let's get him there.
Right. Or to the hospital.
It's uh-huh. way more important.
Yeah. All these people are driving to the hospital.
I don't think all of them are. I'm just saying that you make up a story in order to where you can calm your day down. It's the same I do with looking there and say, okay, that may be an old person who's there, so I'll just let that person.
That's great.
Right on by.
It's way more important 2 miles down the road for that person to be two cars ahead of you. That's way more important.
It is.
He's no gained one... two car lengths.
Two car links.
No one pays attention to 1001, 1002 anymore. No one cares about that.
I don't think people even know that rule anymore. I don't think people know the left lane rule. I don't think people know the 1000, 2000 rule.
I don't think so.
I also don't think people know that you don't turn on your hazards just because it's raining. That's another weird thing that started. Anyway, let's tell you the quick story of the guy who... became a prom king at the age of 60. I don't know if you saw this, Norm, but up there in Oklahoma, a principal tackled a school gunman.
Saw it.
And was shot in the leg while doing so. And now that senior class has honored him by electing him prom king.
That guy, if he wants to teach when he's 104, he'll have a job.
Yet that... class, that senior class would be saying, who's this old guy?
Yeah, what's he ever done?
Yeah. Oh, he took one in the leg. It's not like he took it in the torso. They'll find some way to dismiss the tremendously heroic thing that he did.
Yeah, but that guy's amazing.
He is amazing, and we were talking about it on the air when it came up during the news that this guy ought to be honored, and I love to see that the students did honor him this way. That's pretty cool, and there's a viral video going around showing him, you know, at the prom, and they've been crowning him king and everything and cheering him. So it's a heartwarming moment.
Yes.
We like that. And
it's hard
to
dance when you've taken one on the leg.
Yes. That's what happened. That's the story you ought to go with, Norm.
I saw dancing, though. Looked like he was doing okay.
You ought to tell people that you were shot in the leg, Norm. Saving a whole platoon of child soldiers.
Yes. When I taught, I saved
they were orphans.
That school and the one down the road.
Uh-huh. Yes, you saved two schools.
Mm-hmm. You know what's wild is that Norm was a teacher at San Antonio MacArthur while my brothers and sisters were there.
Really?
Yep.
It's like Lost.
But that's what do you mean, like Lost? I don't understand.
People, their lives intertwined.
Lost was set in San Antonio?